Across the Park podcast is proud to be sponsored by Globe Gas and Heating. For the best kitchen and bathroom renovations, boiler servicing and repair, and central and underfloor heating in the Northwest, head over to globecentralheating.com and quote Across the Park for a free quote. Welcome to Across the Park podcast, back on location with the amazing Everton women's down at Finch Farm. My name is Ian Mills. I'm delighted to be joined by one of the stars of Everton's women's teams, Elisa Stenovic. Elisa, thank you so much for joining us on Across the Park. First of all, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Feeling good mentally and physically.
Good to hear, because we've got a big game.
Yeah.
Got a big game Saturday, Aston Villa at Walton Hall Park. I think tickets are still on sale at evertonfc.com. There's no men's fixtures this weekend, so what better excuse? No excuses. Get down to Walton Hall Park. Get behind the Everton women against Aston Villa. There's a big chance for Everton to beat Villa and jump them in the table as well. Great atmosphere at Walton Hall Park. Elisa, I want to talk about you first before we get into Everton. A Norwegian youth international. Yeah. How does a young girl in Norway start playing football? What's your story? What happened?
Yeah, like every other story, it's quite random, really, when you look back at it. It started as I was 7 years old, and my brothers, I have two older brothers, they were playing football. And, you know, as the youngest sibling, you always kind of want to do what your elder siblings are doing. So they were playing football. I was like, sure, then I'll play football as well. But there was no girls team because I'm from a small island at the west coast of Norway. So, but I didn't actually think of it. It was just, okay, then I'll just play with the boys because... I was around, like, my brothers were boys, obviously,
but
all the kids in our street were mostly boys as well, so I was like, I didn't actually think of it. So I just started playing with them, and it was fun.
What's the transition from that point to finding a team? Because you were capped at a youth level at Norway, so there must have been a moment there where you found a team. What happened there? What was the story?
Yeah, so the region I am from, like, they were doing, like, you know, when you're, like, 12, 13 days, start gathering talents and you play together. And then from there is the structure, you go into the youth teams. And then my cousin, older cousin, she was playing for a professional team in a bigger city, a few hours away. And those top teams in Norway start reaching out to the youth talents around 15 and onwards. So I got an offer from a club in, the city is called Bergen. Mm-hmm. It's the closest one to me. It's like 4 or 5 hours in a car.
That's the closest one.
Yeah,
wow.
From a rural place, yeah.
Commitment.
Yeah. So then I moved there and started going to school as I was 15. So I actually moved away from home quite early. And then I played there for 4.5 years. I was on the brink to resigning because I was really happy there. And then this Swedish club, they contacted me and asked if I wanted to sign for them. And first I was like, no, but then my parents and like people around was like, you actually have to consider it. So I was like, okay, I have to. I went through the facts. I went over there to see, and it was pretty obvious that, it was the right step. So I moved to Sweden, Eskilstuna, stayed there for 2 years, re-signed my contract. I was really excited to stay there. Then Everton came. But my focus was Sweden at that point, so I was like, wow. Yeah. Oh. And then same people, you actually have to consider it. So it was a similar situation. I considered the facts, and then it was pretty obvious that it was the right move to come here.
Yeah. When Everton did come in for you, I think a couple of years ago, the boom period was happening. The Women's Super League was getting bigger. Mm. You had the big UK TV companies covering it, playing in big stadiums. Were you aware of how big the Women's Super League was when you were over in Sweden?
I was aware it was emerging.
Yeah.
But as a young girl, I watched the Champions League. That was the coolest thing. So then you see Lyon and Barcelona the last few years. So I didn't watch the Women's Super League, but I was aware that they were like putting money in, like a real effort. Mm-hmm. Because in Norway and Sweden, we also like, let's like progress the game. But there was more talk and not necessarily the same means as they have like escalated here. But to be fair, I get why, because here you already have like an established boys section.
Yeah.
So you can just copy paste and then you have it. Whereas in Norway, it's like, it's not the same structure. with the football club. So it's bigger here, like in every aspect. So.
Did it surprise you when you started playing and started against not only the level of opposition, but the stadiums and the coverage? Did it surprise you how big it actually was once you got into it?
I had followed like briefly Premier League, so I was aware of like the how big the sport was. But what surprised me the most is how much people care about football here.
Mm-hmm.
Because back home it's like, yeah, it's cool to watch a game and stuff like that. But whereas here it's actually life, you know what I mean? People are so into it, and that actually blew my mind. But at the same time, that's what's charming as well. You want to play for the people who, are so invested emotionally and like come and support.
Yeah.
Whereas back home, it was just you play for fun and like some people come and watch, and I was like,
It's not just a UK thing. I'd like to say that's an Everton thing. Yeah. The supporters, including my little boy you were talking off air there, he's just obsessed with it, and he doesn't know the difference between the men's team and the women's team. For me as a parent, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And I know that's going to continue. I'm going to bring my little girl up the same, then their children. And a lot of credit goes to you ladies for what you're doing in the Women's Super League and the connection you have. You're like celebrities at the end of the games, where you must be dying to get a shower, but you're taking selfies and shaking hands and things, and it's a really nice atmosphere. So I would encourage anybody who isn't going to Alton Hall Park on Saturday, please get to evertonfc.com, get some tickets for a big game. Elisa, we're in not bad form. There was a big win at Forest, there was the win at Villa, really good performances against City and Chelsea. What I will say to you as a supporter of you is, do not hold on to the Chelsea defeat. I thought you were magnificent. We now need to go and beat Aston Villa on Sunday. I started the show by saying there's a big chance for us to go above Aston Villa with this victory, hopefully, that we'll get. Does it feel a little bit of a big game to you on Saturday? Does it feel like it's a good chance for you to get back on the pitch, get 3 points, and get Everton up the league?
Yeah, I think there's this growing feeling in the team that we're performing really well. The way we play football is according to our system now. I don't think we've ever played as good as a team as now, and it look like it sounds bad when you say it because the results does not reflect it.
No, I agree.
So it's kind of building this feeling that into the Aston Villa game, it's like people are getting more like I wouldn't say frustrated, because it's not in a bad way, but it's like people like come together and be like, okay, let's just get the result now, because it's annoying to play this well and then lose against Chelsea. And
I said, don't hold on to it, because you were brilliant. And the West Ham game at Walton Hall Park, at the end of that game, fans and players, again, it meant so much. Mm. And then I want to talk Walton Hall Park. I always ask everybody that we have on about Walton Hall Park. For me, it's a special place. When I first heard that you ladies were going to be playing there, I didn't quite understand how it would work. I was thinking it's a public park, it's a sports centre. When I got in there, it felt special. Does it feel special to you to play at Walton Hall Park?
Yeah, it does. It's a great stadium, and you get close to the fans, and you hear the fans as well. And yeah, since we're the only team playing there as well, it kind of feels like ours as well. So yeah.
And you've got your own song. I've heard them. The fans sing your name. Is that a nice feeling when you hear that?
Yeah, it is. It's nice to have someone in your corner when you're playing.
Oh, the Evertonians will always be in anyone's corner who's got that blue shirt on, especially someone like you who gives 100% every game. I've just bigged up Walton Hall Park, and I'm going to move a little bit away from that. I can't have you on without asking you, are you excited for, in just over a week's time, the Merseyside derby is going to be at Goodison Park? I'm hoping that once again we'll break the attendance record, because last year was an evening game, and I understand that it's difficult for young families to get to evening games. It's now on a weekend. Hopefully the sun will be shining. It's going to be 3 points for Everton.
Yeah.
Oh, you must be excited.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited, to be fair, because something happens with this group when we play Liverpool in the big stadiums, because it's like an extra shot of like energy injection. And the feeling when you like are attacking and you hear the crowd roaring.
Yeah.
Like that's insane. That's amazing. And I'm really, really excited for that feeling again.
And my little boy's looking at his ticket. He's excited. He just looks at it. We're excited to get down there. But it is Aston Villa first on Saturday. Evertonians will be down there in the numbers, as always. Do you have a message for the Evertonians ahead of Saturday? Sorry, all the Evertonians that have been to the previous home games and supported you and will be back again. Do you have a message for them?
Yeah. We as players and staff members, we hear you and we appreciate you a lot. And hopefully you'll continue to follow us in our journey, and we will keep performing to our best, and the results will come. Like if you look at the table, we're not doing amazing, but we as a group, we're confident in the way we're building and the way we want to play football. It doesn't show results overnight, but we as a team can already see the results of our work in how we play now. And then we're just going to keep building, and then the results will come unless, yeah, something terrible happens, like the team breaks down or anything. But we're confident that the results will come. So hopefully we'll climb the table for the last part of the season, and then, yeah, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I'm already looking forward to next season as well.
Absolutely. So, yeah. And that process has already started with the big West Ham win at Walton Hall Park. Let's keep it going on Saturday against Aston Villa. Thank you so much, Lisa, for inviting me to Finch Farm.
Yep.
And thank you so much for joining Across the Park podcast.
Of course.
Guys, Saturday, Walton Hall Park. The following Sunday, Goodison Park. Let's get behind the women. It's evertonfc.com. Ticket section, click the women, get your tickets. Lisa, I'm going to grab you for a selfie on Saturday when you win, and we're going to say, up the toffees.
Yeah.